So, unfortunately, these conversations haven't really gotten much easier over the past couple of weeks when it comes to Finn Harps. You were hoping a couple of weeks ago, getting beat maybe 4-0 down in Cork, that it might have turned out to be a, well, it's Cork result, but then getting beat 5-0 at home last week to UCD is a bit of a worry, Declan.
Yeah. It's a bad trend. I suppose at the moment the team seems to be in a bad situation in regards to their results and performance haven't been great neither. You look at it as well. I mean, you know, 3-0, 3-0 away, Finn Harps 2-2 with Longford, Cork 4-0, losing 4-0 last week, 5-0 UCD, incomprehensibly beaten. And, you know, so, I mean, it's, as Kevin said himself, after the game was beaten by a better team, you know, so that's worrying. Obviously, away to Cove this weekend, you know, I know they got did get a good enough result the last time they were down there, but, you know, the current form, the goals that they're conceding, obviously, and the amount of goals, and then on top of that, they're not scoring money as well, so it's a real bad combination. You put that all together, now going to a trip to Cove, it's going to make it very, very difficult, and it's very hard to see them picking up anything down in Cork.
Yeah, you spoke about it there, Kevin, after the game last week. I think he was probably most disappointed that there was such a gulf in class between themselves and UCD, and that is the real issue. With the transfer window opening up, we've seen a few faces going out. Do you expect to bring a few faces in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, you'd be hopeful that there is you know, resources there to do that. You know, the fact that they've let three players go, and, you know, Kenny, he'll be looking now to replace those three players. You'd hopeful, hopefully the board and can support him and give him the, you know, resources he needs to bring players in. For one reason or other, not playing well, that combination of not playing well. And, you know, I don't think that UCD are that far ahead of Finn Harps. I just think that at the moment they're in a really bad situation. The confidence is low and the performance has been very, very poor. And so, you know, they just need a wee bit of coming together, a wee bit of resilience. And you know, hopefully, you know, they can get a good result somewhere that might kickstart them into the season again. But at the moment, when you're losing games and you're losing games comfortably, you end up getting deeper into a shell, then you lose that confidence to go out and express yourselves, and that's what's seen at the minute, you know. So, yeah, listen, but hopefully that they can get a wee bit of resources, a bit of funding, and get more players in July. You know, it's only around the corner, as we know, so, you know, and he probably needs to get 4 or 5 players just to give it a wee bit of energy to support the players that are there a long time. And they when players leave a club and you're not going so well, it kind of zaps energy from everybody else. When new players come in, and hopefully adds a wee bit of energy and gives you more momentum going forward, and hopefully, you know, if he can add 3 or 4 players into the squad that are better than what he had previously, you know, hopefully that'll make the difference, and the results will hopefully pick up from there.
And you think maybe a wee bit of quality in the final third might be the top priority coming into July?
Yeah, it is. It's always the hard part to get, but Mark, that's the problem, you know. So you're bringing in players and you're still hoping that they'll answer, you know, all your issues that you're having on the playing pitch. But, you know, getting players on top end of the pitch, getting a striker, you know, that's always the hard part. You know, Kevin obviously played his son a few times as well, and you know, it's difficult when he's so young, you know, very little experience, to be throwing him in there to make a difference in the game, you know. So, and that's not ideal for me. But yeah, listen, I suppose the problem you have is trying to get that wee bit of quality to come in and make a difference, and hopefully he might fit to identify, and probably knowing Kevin with the research he does and the time he puts into it, probably he might have players already identified and maybe lined up to come up.
So this week, tomorrow night, it's Cove Ramblers away. In many ways, Cove are maybe where Harps want to be. They're right in the mix for the playoffs and really eyeing up a realistic promotion push. How do Harps go to Cove and get a result tomorrow night? What kind of performance will it take if they are to get a result?
Yeah, I'm not convinced they will, Mark, at the moment. I'm really not. But to go down there, they're going to have to be very resilient. They're going to have to defend well. And they're going to have to be a threat going the other way as well. So that's, you know, if you're sitting a wee bit deeper and you look to play, you must also cause them problems going the other way when they come forward in numbers and there's space left behind. Can you exploit that space? Can you get, you know, a combination play where you're introducing 5 or 6 different passes to get players in advanced area that are running in behind their back four full backs to cause them problems as well? Because if you keep soaking up pressure and soaking it up, if you keep giving the ball away, eventually what will happen is they're going to score, and that's going to be a problem. So it's been resilient, defend well, but also when you're in possession, you must keep possession and you must hurt the team you're playing against.
Elsewhere tomorrow night, leaders Cork host bottom side Treaty. Kerry are in Dublin to face UCD. Bray play Longford, and Athlone Town welcome Wexford to the Midlands. So we'll move on to Premier Division matters. Derry City away to Galway United at Eamon Dissey Park tomorrow night. But if we go back to last week, it kind of goes without saying, that 4-1 win over Bowes last week was a result they badly needed and long overdue.
Yeah, absolutely. The results haven't been great up until that, and we know there was definitely a lot of pressure on Tiernan Lynch's manager, and a lot of people are looking to get them out, I think. You know, you can see that the rumblings and the rumours going around, so that's happening, obviously. And I know they've let players go this week as well, so it's going to be really interesting how that impacts their squad in regards to their performance against Galway. We know playing against Galway is very, very difficult, and they're hard to play against, and they're very, very stubborn, and it's going to be a really good test for Derry City. A massive result last week. Probably nobody's seen the 4-1 result coming against Bowes, because I know how Bowes, how good they were, you know, and the fact that Derry came from behind as
one
well.
One down as well.
It makes a massive, massive difference, you know. So a big performance, and you know, if they can produce something like that, they have the quality of players. There's nobody questioning that, you know. And when they actually knit it all together, and they play really well, they're a really, really threat for any team at all, you know. So it'll be difficult against Galway. Kind of see Derry winning, I suppose, with the players that have left or leaving or left, whatever the case may be. It's going to be interesting how that impacts the whole squad in general. But definitely, there's a lack of quality there now on the top end of the pitch. He played with a false nine last week against Bowes, so can he do that against Galway? I'm not 100% sure, so it'll be interesting to see how that problem is solved. But yeah, it's going to be a difficult game for sure, and I can see Galway getting a result there.
A win for Derry, I suppose, after last week's win over Bowes, it would put a wee bit of daylight between themselves and Galway and get Derry looking up the table rather than looking down the table, because let's face it, before the win over Bowes, you're going, which way are Derry facing here? Because it was Sligo and Galway both there. At least a win this week, it's good motivation to start looking up the table and put a wee bit of daylight between themselves and Galway.
Yeah, I mean, the question was asked, I think, to Tiernan Lynchon about the relegation last week, and he turned around and said they had 15 cup finals left. Yeah. Like, so he wasn't thinking positive in regards going up and going up into Europe. He was thinking about the relegation and staying away from that. So that tells you the mindset that he was in and going into that game last week. So and I know that didn't go down well with the Derry fans. So, you know, it's really interesting. Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, you know, Derry with the squad, the budget, the resources they have, they should be well up at the table. They should be up in Europe. They should be up with the St. Pat's and fighting Shamrock Rovers. And now I tipped them at the start of the season and how wrong I was, but regarding the title. But, you know, at the moment, they're not just singing. And hopefully that result next week, last week, will give them that extra boost that they can push into the European places. And there's no doubt about the rumours also coming around that they're going to be a lot of players coming in July as well. So that's going to be interesting. But we know when you bring in a lot of players, it just causes turmoil. You don't get the best out of the team straight away. So, you know, how you gel them in quickly is going to be really important for Derry. But yeah, listen, big game. Can I see Derry getting a result? Probably get a draw, maybe. I'm expecting Galway to turn them over.
James McLean is on punditry for the FIFA World Cup, and something interesting he said this week, something along the lines of, you have conversations with the club on the phone before you come, and then when you get here, the reality is very different. We know James is never shy away from saying it the way it is. What do you think he meant by those comments in particular?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not sure what the conversations were. Obviously, you know, I suppose, no different than anybody else. When you're chatting to somebody, there's always positivity around coming back to Derry City and everything that goes with that. You know, so that them conversations were obviously held. You know, at the end of the day, he's probably getting paid really well to come back to Derry City, I would guess, you know, and we definitely have heard figures being mentioned, but he's probably the highest paid player in the league at the moment, you know. So he's coming back into the League of Ireland. He previously played there. The League of Ireland has changed since he's last left. The quality's a lot better, you know, and he has injuries. We know that the quality, and he's international player for so long, has been a really, really good player for Ireland. And obviously, you know, we know he's coming back, and it just hasn't worked out for one way or another. That's regarding his injuries. His performances haven't been great. You know, if he's been really, really critical of the conversations that he had with either the manager or the chairperson or the directors or who he's having the conversation with. But he needs to be honest as well and say his performances haven't been great, you know, and that's been truthful from looking from the outside, you know. And Derry fan would probably tell you the exact same, you know. So I don't know if that's from him coming home or him not producing the goods or whatever, or injuries. I know he's hip injuries that he's saying he has. So, you know, that's obviously having an effective performance, but performances haven't been good, and that's for me the area that he needs to be worried about is performances, rather than worrying about everything else around that.
And back to matters on the pitch, it's actually a double weekend for Derry. They're playing Shamrock Rovers on Monday, so with regards to momentum, that win over Bowes, it's so important they don't lose to Galway tomorrow when you're heading into that big game against Shamrock Rovers. And then if you come through the weekend unbeaten, then you're heading back to the Brandywell and things can look nice and rosy. So tomorrow night's a massive game for Derry.
Oh, yeah, a massive weekend. You mentioned it, Mark. That's two massive games and two away games. And they're probably paying the price now of having them four games at the start of the season at home, with the pitch and all being done up. But yeah, listen, Galway Galway away, and then Shamrock Rovers, which is a really, really good test for them, you know, up in Shamrock Rovers, leading the way of Shamrock Rovers. And I'm not being convinced of Shamrock Rovers this year, but they're just doing enough, and they're staying up on top of the table, and we know they'll probably kick on now in July as well. But, yeah, listen, you know, can they get a result, or can they get 3 points in Galway? And the momentum of that will bring them straight into a big showdown with Shamrock Rovers. But I'm just not convinced that they'll get two big results at the weekend. I'm just, you know, something tells me that at the moment, I just don't see it happening.
Elsewhere, tomorrow night, Drogheda are at home to Shelburne. Leader Shamrock Rovers, we talked about them, they're away to Waterford. Dundalk go to Bowes, and Sligo, Declan, they'll be looking to bounce back from a disappointing defeat last week, losing 4-0 down in Waterford. We know Waterford are, you know, on the upturn, but that was a disappointing result for Sligo, and Sligo are away to St Pat's tomorrow, and that's not an easy game either, Declan.
No, difficult game. Yeah, listen, I suppose we take the Waterford performance, not a good performance by Sligo Rovers. I know the Ollie Dillon was sent off, obviously, in the middle of the second half. That obviously caused, made it very, very difficult for Sligo down there. Beating 4-0 could have been 6. So that Podigar Almond had a hat-trick and probably could have had 5. In fairness, he missed a couple of good chances normally he would put away. So big, big performance by Waterford. I could see that happening just because Waterford been in a really good vein of form, new manager in, and I've no doubt that he's going to add more players as well. The contacts that he has over in England, he's going to bring players in to strengthen up that Waterford squad. That closes that gap now between 5 points between Sligo Rovers and Waterford. It's going to make it very, very tight. Sligo are going to have to produce a performance. I know they have a few injuries, obviously, and they're trying to. John Russell's working on trying to get probably players in. He's definitely short a striker for sure. Somebody that's a threat up the top end of the pitch, and I've no doubt he'll look to address that in July. But at the moment, they need to get points. Will they get 3 points against St Pat's? The performances of the last couple of years tells me they won't.
Good stuff, Declan. Thanks very much for your input. As always, interesting as always, and we'll be talking to you again soon. All right, enjoy the sport of the weekend.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Mark.